Hello. Welcome to the great outdoors today. It's a wonderful day in the great Southwest. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are calling from. This is Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perry Arledge and the author of Living Clay, so I'm here to answer your questions. This is your day to call in or to send us an email if you're listening online on a webcast, and we'll answer your questions. I wanted to begin today playing The Climb by Miley Cyrus and Unstoppable by Rascal Flatts because we have had a challenge this last month with the clay at the Living Clay Company. As most of you know, if you've been to the website, you see we're temporarily out of clay. Our worst nightmare. You know, it's not fun when things happen like that. You just never dream of it happening. Just a catastrophe of errors, the broken mail. They had to take it all apart to find the broken part, send it off, get another part, get it back, put it all together. And all this takes time. Then we had it shipped out. It was supposed to arrive on Friday. They had a train delay, so that held it to Monday. Monday they had it on a truck coming to us. They called and said the truck broke down, so they had to go back and reschedule it for Tuesday. So there was another 4-day delay. So yesterday it went out, but we had shipped it express to the lab. We won't sell anything until we have it tested. And now we're on the 2-week lift to getting it tested. It takes that long to get it tested. We will have clay again. It has been a challenge. We've set some things in place that we hope this never happens again. I feel really, I guess everybody at the Living Clay Company feels really bad. There's such a ripple effect, and we've built such a family, and not to be able to supply them with their clay has just been a nightmare. We've had so many people supporting us and saying nice things instead of calling and cussing us out, and I just want to take this time to thank all the people who use Living Clay and have stood with us during this little, and I know for a lot of people it would be minor, but to us it's monumental. Anyway, the rainbow is in sight, and if you take our newsletter, as soon as we get the clay approved, we will be back in business, and we will put the sign up on the website and send out the newsletter. All right, now your turn. Let me go over to the Q&A site and see who we have there. I have a question from Angela in Port Washington. I have a bottle and only drank a small amount. It's been there for several months. Is it still usable? Angie, the best way to tell is to smell it. If it smells okay, it's still good. I have kept bottles for 3 months, and it was as fresh as the day that I made it. So it seems to have an indefinite life unless you get something in it that might go wrong over time. But just smell it. If it smells fresh and it tastes fresh, it's ready to use. Tony in Walnut Creek. Hi, Perry. The face mask instructions for a clay mask call for a 1-to-3 ratio. However, the mix is very liquid instead of a cream. What was I doing wrong? Tony, clay packs. It's like flour. And you can get a packed dense tablespoon, or you can get a loosely powdered tablespoon, and it does affect the mixture of the clay. It's really difficult to have a measurement with clay that tells you how much to do it. Sprinkle a little more clay over that mass that you've made up. Just lightly sprinkle a little of the dry powder clay over the top. Close it, and, you know, if it's liquid enough that it's shakeable, shake it up. If not, just let it sit and soak up the moisture. You can start over again if you want. Just use a little more clay and try that. thank you for that question. I'm sorry you had that problem. Occasionally, we get a different type tablespoon. It's hard to make a measurement. All right. Let's see if we have any more questions. That's all we have in present. I was hoping for a lot of questions today, but I don't mind talking about clay. I'm going to switch back over. We have several people on the phone, and I'm going to see if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question. If you do, press star 2, and I will open the line and put you on the air, and you can ask your questions. And I promise today to watch the little things on my computer so I'll know if you decided to chip in with a question that you want answered. We're talking about calcium bentonite clay, a volcanic ash, a rather unique blend of minerals that's fused together with an electromagnetic energy. No one knows what it is that makes clay work so well. Is it the mineral the minerals and how they're configured, the percentages? Is it the heat from the volcano that fuses all the minerals together, making this little cage-like construction on the inside? Is it the electromagnetic energy from the heat that gave it the negative charge that pulls all the toxins into it so it can capture it? Or is it a combination of all of the above? All we know is that it's work and it's safe. And it gets multiple results. So when you use the clay, I had a person who was using it internally for acid reflux, and she felt her bunion getting tingling in her bunion, and the next morning her bunion had reduced. I had some people drinking it for one thing and realized their arthritic pains were going away. So it's kind of confusing. It's just a mystical element that really works on the body, the whole body. It can help from internally and externally. Clay is not absorbed into the colon wall. It will not go in the bloodstream. It's too large. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. Now, the clay is made up of 60 or 70 trace minerals, a few dominant minerals. These minerals seem to be fused together. You don't take it as a mineral supplement. It's all of these make up the clay particle. It's like baking a cake with different ingredients, and when you bake it, all of it comes together, and you can't say, okay, which is the sugar, and which is the flour, and which is the egg, and which is the salt. You can't separate them out. They're fused together. I've been trying to think of an analogy that I could explain how clay works, and all of them work together in this form. So we're not taking it for a mineral supplement. You get very little minerals from clay. But it does cleanse while you take it. It starts in the mouth. It starts working all the way down. It's going to grab any fresh toxins that you've been exposed to, that you've ingested. Could be radiation on your food, mercury in your fish, pesticides on your vegetables, hairsprays in your bathroom, perfumes, colognes, just anything of that nature that you've taken in during the day. It's going to capture it and take it out of the body. It just goes through the whole digestive tract and out the body. But it takes the overload off the kidney and liver, which are designed to cleanse the body. They have so much work nowadays to do. We didn't have the pollutions long time ago that we do have in the world today. And so this overload of toxins and processed food chemicals in our processed foods are really building up, and when the liver and kidney can't get it all filtered out, it's like they put it away in a little corner of the body, and they store it in the fatty tissues and the joints of the body till it can eventually get to it, which most of the time it never gets caught up to do it. It's sort of an overwhelm. So when you drink the clay, you're taking that overload off the body because these fresh toxins are not going into the body. I think today, this day and age, the best preventative I can give you is to drink a little clay all during the day, every day, particularly before your meals, because we don't know now what's in our food. Is it radiation? Is it mercury? Is it lead? Is it pesticides, chemicals, chemtrails? What all is out there and what is polluting our foods? So if you drink a little before you eat each time, whatever's on there that shouldn't be, the clay is going to capture it. And that's as simple as I can put it. Now, if you have taken clay and you have a buildup in your system already and you know you have heavy metals or something, then you can have a, hopefully you've had a test that shows you what you have. So many people try to get rid of what they think they have, not knowing the amount and not having the satisfaction of knowing when it's gone. Some of these things haven't been built up enough that we're having pain yet. So get a hair analysis test or a blood test so you know what you're dealing with. And using the clay topically, ideally get lathered up with clay and sit in an infrared sauna. That is an ideal way. The heat from the sauna opens the pores of the skin. The sweat detoxes you. It's an ideal way. If you can't do that, a hot clay bath is wonderful. And besides that, it keeps the flow of energy going in the whole body. You feel so good when you get out of a clay bath. Do it at night because you're going to want to just be poured in bed and sleep like a baby. It's just I can't explain to you what a clay bath does, the effect it has on you and how wonderful it is. You have to, it's like eating an apple. You have to bite into it to know what it tastes like. So, I like an apple, it's good, and it's good for you. Clay bath a day, an apple a day, you know, there you go, health. So those are two ways to detox. You can detox with a foot soak if you can't get into a bathtub or you don't have an infrared sauna. It's slow, but it was gradual, it will do it. If you can go outside in the summertime, it's wonderful. If you can go outside, put your bathing suit on, lather up all the exposable parts of your body and just twirl around the yard and dry, or go to the beach. Letting the sun dry on your skin with clay on it is really, it's like the sun recharges the clay and together they work together. Now when it starts drying, it's going to itch in places, particularly in the tender places like the back of your thighs or your hips. So take a little spray water bottle so you can kind of remist it, so to bear with the itching, the temporary itching. But when you wash it off, you'll find your skin is just baby soft. Even being in a clay bath, when you get out, your skin is extremely soft. And there's, you know, it's not like you've used the clay as a scrub while you were in the bath or a soap. You're just soaking in the water. So, okay, I'm going to go back over now. We've talked about internal and external, and let's go back and look at the questions. Tony in Walnut Creek. Perry, with the clay mash, should you shake it or mix it in a glass bowl or mix it with a plastic spoon? Good question, and I'm sorry I didn't explain that. When you mix it with a spoon, it's going to adhere to the spoon and a little water, and you're going to have a globby mess. The best thing to do is put it in a glass bowl or container and shake it real good. Now, if you want to make up a large batch, get your blender out and four. Now, I always put one part of water in the container and then the clay. You want to sandwich it in. So if you had a cup of clay and you wanted to do it in a blender, you would put a cup of water, your cup of clay, and then two more cups of water and turn it on high. And you need to let it sit and swell and absorb the clay. And then you can pour that out in your container. And you've got a long-lasting supply of clay. Now, you want to keep it in a glass or plastic food-grade jar with a plastic lid. You don't want to store it in anything metal. And the only thing is, before you use that much, every time you open it, air gets in and it begins to dry around the edge and thicken a little bit. So I like to make smaller batches. I may use 2 tablespoons of clay and 6 tablespoons of water and just shake it real good in a little Glad Fruit Club cup. You can buy them at the grocery store. Now, they're not good to store it in too well after you mix it up because the plastic is more drawing than a glass jar. So if you have a small glass jar that you can mix it in with a plastic lid, that's perfect. Good question there. But if you ever try to stir clay, you've just made a little ball of yarn that sticks to your spoon. Okay. Karen in Buena Park, is living clay good for getting rid of dandruff? And if so, do we need to let it dry on the scalp, like for 20 minutes, like we use a clay mask on the face? And how often should it be used? It is wonderful for dandruff, and it may take as little as one to two uses. Karen, what I do is part your hair and massage the clay into your scalp and get it pretty well all over your head, and then let it dry for about 15 minutes, and then wash it off. I have seen it remove cradle caps from babies in one washing, and I remember picking at my kid's scalp when they had that scaly skin on there from cradle cap. Wish I'd known about clay back then, but just use the clay like a shampoo, wet it on a baby, and rub it gently on their scalp and wash it off, and it just sucks it off. It's great for scalp. Will also help rejuvenate any hair follicles that aren't dead. So if you have some dormant hair follicles, it will help them to rejuvenate. It's going to pull a little oxygen and blood flow up to the scalp. So 15, 20 minutes, that would be perfect. And yeah, let it dry on there for a little while. I would use it every other day until it's better, but I think you'll find 1 or 2 days it's going to be gone. Good question there. We had some interest the other day in the chat group about using clay for your scalp for different situations. Ginger in Center Point, Iowa. Say that again about the sauna. One puts clay on 8 for the sauna. Okay, I think I'm missing a word here in your typing. You have OES. One put clay on 48 the sauna, 84 the sauna. Or is that before? Excuse me, you're typing in techno. Okay. One put clay on before the sauna. Yes, put the clay mask on. Rub it all over your body, all the exposed areas of your skin. Sit in the sauna. If you go to a spa, they have a little Mylar sheet they wrap you in. But, you know, if you have a sauna, just put a towel down and sit on it. And just stay in there until, you know, you start to sweat. If the clay slides off, you may have to reach down and work it back on the sin, because once you start sweating, it's going to kind of tend to slide off the body. Sweating through the pores of your skin is detoxing. These athletes stay pretty healthy because they run up down the football field, and when they're sweating, that's a way of releasing toxins. Here a while back, I got a mild case of the flu. It was not the intestinal flu, but the body flu, the achy stuff. and I felt like I'd been beat with a rubber hammer. Every cell of my body ached. My joints ached. It was strange. I had temperature, went to bed one night. My fever broke during the night. I woke up in a bed of sweat. My gown was, I could wring my gown out. The bed was damp. And before that, I couldn't walk. I didn't have energy. My ankles hurt. My knees hurt. Getting up and down was an ordeal. I was just drained of energy. It was like my body was using all of my energy to fight this thing. And during the night, I woke up in this sweat. My fever broke. And when I got up to go to the bathroom, I realized all my aches were gone. My ankles didn't ache. My knees didn't ache. My whole body didn't ache. It was amazing. So I detoxed myself, and going through it, instead of going to the doctor, he would have probably told me to take ibuprofen or something, I was able to build up my resistance, and my body cleansed itself. It took me a day and a half. So a sauna works on that same principle. All right, Zara from Asheville, I'm new to these events, so this may have been answered before, but is there some way I can find out if there's any difference between the calcium clay that you offer or the Montmorillonite clay? They're pretty much synonymous. Montmorillonite was actually a clay that came from Montmorillon, France, that's no longer in existence, and it's kind of a configuration of minerals. Most all clays have some Montmorillonite properties to it. It's been a way to differentiate clays in the bentonite family so they can probably say, okay, Montmorillonite's better by this clay. Technically, they're about the same. So, you know, all clays are different, so what I suggest is get a little of each and try them for yourself and find which ones you like best. That's the best way to find out from clay, about clays. Okay, Karen in Buena Park. After we use the clay on our scalp and hair, after rinsing the clay off, do you have to shampoo the clay afterwards as well, or does the clay clean the hair like shampoo, or do we shampoo hair first and then apply the clay? Thanks. Good questions there. I usually use shampoo to help get the clay off and wash it, but it's not necessary. It will cleanse your hair. I have a young teenager with really oily skin. He used to have horrible acne before he had clay. He started drinking the clay. His acne cleared up, and his hair was real fine, and it would pack on his head, and the oil he would secrete every day, his hair would just be greasy by the end of the day. So I gave him some clay to wash his scalp with, and now I can't tell you how many hair products he had. The typical 16-year-old boy. Good looking too. Well, he threw all of his products away, and right now the only thing he washes his hair with is clay. Now, if you're an oily person, that works well. Your hair will, if you have thin hair, it gives it more body somehow. It feels thicker. It just gives it more body. If you are a dry person and don't have an oily condition, it may be too drying. For me, it's too drying for my hair. So after I do shampoo, I use a conditioner, and the conditioner just gets it fine. And it's working on the hair and not the oil in my scalp. So there are two options for you to try. Good questions there. If you want to wash your hair first and then apply the clay, that's okay too. You can wet your hair and wash it and then part the scalp. It's just hard to find a way that clay doesn't work. So we tried to make a shampoo one time. We put clay in it. We had a really good product sample sent to us. And we always leave things on the shelf by for at least 3 months to make sure it's going to be okay. And in about a week or so, we noticed that there was a layer of goo at the bottom. And this was back before we got paraben-free on things, and it's very hard to find shampoos that aren't paraben-free. And here was this goo at the bottom of the shampoo. We poured off the top part and used it, but we never did mark it. It was pulling something out of the clay. There was something there that was chemical, and it will pull it to the bottom. That's why they use it in wine and beer brewing, because it pulls out the impurities and pulls them to the bottom. How do we get from your scalp to a vat of wine? I love it. George in Jarrettville. Can you take too much? Does it absorb any of my vitamins or minerals I'm taking? How much and how many times per day should I take it for mercury detox? Good question, George. Can you take too much? It's pretty hard to take too much clay. Most people don't. I have people who take 8 ounces a day and others that take 1 ounce a day. So you need to find your happy place with it. It doesn't go after vitamins and minerals. That's all clay is, vitamins and minerals. They're fused together, so they're not available as vitamins and minerals for the body. They're made up. They're like the cake. They're like the finished product. They've been baked, and they're fused together, and the particle size is too large to go through the colon wall. How much and how many times per day should I take it for mercury detox? If you're mercury detoxing, I would take it often throughout the day. Maybe a sip, just a little bit, 4 times a day. Maybe 1 ounce or a half an ounce, a mouthful. Or fix up a bottle, leave it on your kitchen cabinet, and go by and drink it. If you still have amalgam fillings, you're going to have continual mercury leakage. If you've had them removed, I suggest not only drinking it, because it's going to get, if it's in the fish you eat, we had a guy show up with mercury poison. He couldn't figure out where he was getting it. And someone said, "Do you eat fish?" And he said, "Just tuna fish, and I eat it 3 or 4 times a week." So there was his source of mercury. So he started drinking the clay, and it cleared his mercury problem up. But sometimes it's already stored in the body, in which case I would recommend the clay baths, and I would take them 2 a day for at least 5 weeks, and then have your mercury level checked again. Bob in Daytona. We have some guys on today. This is nice. When I urinate, the odor is really offensive. Is this normal? Well, it's not normal for me. Are you saying this after you take the clay, you find this happening? I do know it might be something you're detoxing. Our urine and our feces are how we get the waste products out of your body. But it should pass with time if you just increase your clay for a little while and drink plenty of water during the day and see if you can get all that flushed out, if I understand your question correctly. And nice to have you guys on here. Thank you. Zyra in Asheville again. You mentioned clay being good for oily hair and scalp and it being too drying for your scalp. I have very dry skin all over. We're using mask and clay all over my body. Probably would be too drying for me. You know, I don't really know, because it's funny, when you take a clay bath, your skin is very, very soft. When you take a clay mask and you wash it, it gets that layer of dead dry skin cells off, and it's very, very soft. So try it and see. And if it's drying during the day, we recommend the Rejuvenation Face Cream. It has a little clay in it. It's not greasy, but it does moisturize the skin, and it keeps your skin soft all day. It's really, really wonderful. So that's what I'd try. You just kind of have to try it to see. It's funny, it's an adaptogen. It individualizes itself to everybody's needs. Okay, good questions here. Well, we've run out of questions, and we have, let me check one more time. Here, oops, here's one. Francine in Quebec, I've had a bag of clay for many years. If it's not good anymore without me noticing it, would it still be good for poultices? Yes, I don't know, the clay is 43 million years old. If you haven't gotten any contaminants in it, it should be good. You can usually tell by smelling it. You probably have to hydrate it first and then smell it. If it smells musty or old, something's gotten in it, and I wouldn't take it internally. But yeah, it's still going to be drawing for poultices and for using topically. And you can put it in your garden, on your yard. It really kickstarts your plants because it is fertilizer to plants. Plants have enzymes that can take the minerals out of the clay and absorb them. They're different than the body is. So it's a good fertilizer for your plants, and but the best way to check is odor. If it has an odor to it, I'd be concerned, and if it doesn't, go ahead and use it. It should be good. Thank you. Okay, here's one more question. From George in Jarrettsville again. I'm doing the Gerson therapy, which consists of drinking freshly made organic juices on an hourly basis 10 times a day. How about mixing a teaspoon in my juices? That's a wonderful idea, particularly if you mix them in a blender. If you just drop a spoonful of dry powder in there and try to stir it, it's going to all bottle up. You may want to mix the liquid first and pour like an ounce of the liquid in into your juices. But, yes, we have lots of people who put the clay in their smoothie. If I'm making a green smoothie in the morning, I usually mix up some with spinach and apples and different kinds of fruits. I throw in some nuts, a little fresh coconut out of the shell. I keep it in the freezer and I drop a few pieces in there. Banana, apple, berries are good. Mine are kind of a green fruit smoothie. I always throw spinach in there. And then I put a tablespoon of clay in there. And when I put it in my blender, it really mixes it in well. And it thickens your juice, though. So it's kind of like putting psyllium in there. It's going to thicken a little bit. So you may need a little bit more on the juicy side. But good. Stay with it. That's an excellent program. And clay will work very good with that. That makes me want to go do that, too. So we had a guy that did a clay fast for 6 days. He was training for a triathlon. He was 63 years old. He said after 2 days of nothing but juice, water, and clay, that's all he was drinking was clay and juice, he had more energy than he'd ever had. He didn't hit his wall. He felt absolutely great, and I need to remember to do that every now and then. So I don't know if you need to do it for 6 days unless you're doing a triathlon, but in this case he's doing it for 10 days, so yeah, go for it. That's great. It's going to do your body, it's just going to boost what you're doing with the Gerson therapy, and I really respect their therapy. They have a good program there. Good for you, George. All right. I think we've answered all the questions for today. Our time is up. It's been wonderful being with you. And by the way, when we get the clay in, I'm going to play Party in the USA for the beginning song. Thank you for bearing with us during this time of our shortage. I promise you it's temporary. It's just a backpile of errors and mistakes that came up at the wrong time. So one thing about it, we'll have a greater appreciation for our clay when we get it. Thank you for your kindness, your thoughts, your prayers during this time. And be prayer for all those people that we don't have clay. You might go to find the clay, go to your stores, the Whole Foods stores in Texas. There's one in Oklahoma, a couple in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and Metri have Whole Foods stores that carry the clay. And it's also carried in all the central markets in Texas. So they may still have clay on their shelf. So go there and see if you can find some if you're in need of it. And again, thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.